Okay, so that was a bit of a surreal experience. I'm just out getting my first ever MRI, just sitting in the car. I was a bit nervous going in, and also a bit, well, intrigued, being the total geek that I am. I do remember learning about MRIs when I was at school and doing some physics at A-level. So I was really kind of curious just to see how it all worked. But, so, you know, it's this big big magnet, basically, that they get to lie on a table and then they slide you into it. And the most uncomfortable bit of the whole thing was just trying to keep still. Felt like posing for an old photo where you can't budge for minutes at a time. You have to stay absolutely still for them to get a good, clear image. And I didn't do so well the first time round. Lay down on the bench, and they put these headphones on you to try and block out the sound of the magnets, and it's this weird sound. But they put these headphones on you, and they pipe music to you, so that you get a bit distracted, really. And they asked me what music I wanted, you know, rock and roll, pop, classical. I said, well, have you got any dance? And the radiographer who was running the machine just smiled, said, yeah, sure, no problem. And we get in, and he tells me via the headphones that he's going to run this test and take a picture. And I'm like, okay. So he kicks it all off and starts the machine. And the music starts. And I start to smile, and obviously I move as I smile. And I'm smiling because I'm thinking, this is kind of cool, because what I'm listening to is this 8-bit trancey music. It sounds like the chip music from the C64 or something. And I'm going, that's pretty cool. This is, how do they, wow, for such a medical establishment getting dance music, that was a good pick for me. Oh, I'm enjoying this. This is really unusual. I started to smile. And it was only when he did the second image that I worked out that it wasn't 8-bit trancey music. That was the sound of the MRI machine whirring and spinning up. So that was quite funny. And I tried my best not to giggle then for the second one. So, yeah, I've got a bunch of images all taken. And the mad bit is, it's going to take 48 hours for it to reach my GP. But they've given me a copy of it on a DVD. So I don't know how them sending it electronically could possibly be slower than me driving to my GP and handing in the DVD. After I've taken a look at it, of course. Being the complete geek that I am, I'm dying to get home and stick it onto the computer and see what I can see inside it. But I don't think I'll be able to make head or sense of the images, but at least I'll be able to prove to myself that, no, I'm not a robot. I am human. And a little bit about what my neck and my spine looks like. So my thumb's all numb, I had aches and pains running from my shoulder all the way down across my arm, and pins and needles from my elbow to my thumb whilst I was getting it all done, just sitting in this really awkward position the whole time, just trying to keep very still. And all I wanted to do was just stretch out and move or roll over or do something. Wasn't freaked out with the enclosed space of being inside the big magnet or anything like that. It was just the uncomfortableness of just having to stay still with this trapped nerve. But hey, that's what I was there for. So, all done now. Yeah, I'm going to go back and call the GP and have a look at what's on this DVD.